Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi, everyone. This is Jason and Patricia with the Ecosystem Approach, and we're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Please stay with us. This show is really worth watching and listening to. Today, we're going to talk about UFOs from a very different perspective. As intuitives, we have always known there are energies here on Earth from other places. If they're real, then what do you do? You'll be on the edge of your seat for this entire show.
Woohoo, yes.
All right. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, I know we're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Mm-hmm. And so I just, you know, What do you say to people who are fascinated by the topics of UFOs? What is it something that you would say?
Okay, well, first of all, we see that there's a reason that they're fascinated by UFOs.
Yes, that's true.
And we're going to talk about that. So just hang on there for just a minute. That was just a little bit of a teaser, not too much. It won't be very long.
Okay.
But as intuitives, we've seen that there are people all around us who have energies that don't originate from Earth, but from our other places in the universe.
Right.
Now, this is kind of, for us, we've been doing this for 20 years. It's kind of yawn stuff.
It happens. Yeah, we know this.
We kind of take it for granted.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about it today for the first time, really.
Okay, exactly.
You know, and
we've saved this one for the Dr. Pat Show.
I haven't talked about it.
Right.
We haven't talked about it because we've seen people just misinterpret it or take it in the wrong direction.
Correct.
Or see it in black and white ways. But today you're going to get some information that you probably never heard before. And this is going to be really important.
Well, the thing that you and I know, and many of you out there, this topic of UFOs has really been discredited.
Yes.
And by everybody. And it's also been sensationalized and Hollywoodized. And, we want you to know that we know that it's very real.
Well, and we couldn't help ourselves. You know, when we first came on, we asked Benny if he had his tinfoil hat ready.
Exactly.
You know, and so we make fun. We make fun too. So it's okay.
Exactly. Well, and one of the things that for the ecosystem approach, that's Jason and myself, we're very practical, but we're also intuitives. And we've been working together for 20 years, like Jason said. And so things that most people just touch on, Jason and I have discussed and even looked at with our intuition extensively.
So let's get into the meat of it, okay?
Right.
People have said, yeah, it's crazy and weird, but this is all about the energy realm. And,
yes.
And the way you access the energy realm is via your intuitive channel. Mm-hmm. Your intuition is where you access that. And it's most of the information is connected to your essence. Some people call it soul. We call it essence. But right. Your essence has all this information.
Right.
So you wouldn't typically get it from science because science is struggling with essence because it's not tangible.
Yes,
intangibles in the world, which are there many, and most of what we struggle with every day are intangibles, hate.
Yes.
Shooting, mass shootings, the belief, the conspiracy theories, all these things
right.
are all intangibles. And those are things that are the most important. And you access those energies, those intangibles are energies via intuition.
Right.
So, okay, let's get to the good stuff.
Okay, good.
The way to understand UFOs is to understand the non-physical dimension. Now, we've been doing this for 20 years.
Right.
We've talked to people in Europe, all over the world.
Correct.
You know, and we make an effect on people as we talk to them. We've been doing sessions and whatnot for 20 years. And we know that whether you're sitting right next to us.
Yes.
Or whether you're 100 miles away, 1,000 miles away, right. 10,000 miles away, it doesn't matter. We have an effect. Well, yes. How does that work? Because we work on a person's essence in the non-physical dimension.
Right. And it's easy to go there. Of course, with practice, we admit, but you know, it's something that is pretty, we've had people say, we don't understand how you do this. Well, that's not really the thing at the moment. What we're really trying to talk about is how we can help you, the audience, learn to connect with your own essence so you can see what we're talking about.
The reason we use the word intuitive is because everybody's intuitive.
Everybody.
And our job is not to be the experts or the guru.
Right.
We want to help you be your own guru. We want you to develop your own listening system, your own right. intuition, your own ability to perceive these things on your own. So you don't have to trust us. You can trust yourself, which is the way we were designed.
Exactly. So, you know, let's really get into it. Jason, what's the most important point about this show today about the UFOs?
Okay. Well, first of all, one of the things we can talk about is how people have said, well, I've seen a UFO, but it was there, and then
it was gone. Yes.
It was gone.
Well, how is that? How does that happen, Jason?
That's what we would consider interdimensional travel. Ooh. So it's in the physical dimension for a minute, and then it goes in the non-physical dimension.
Right.
So if you want to travel from here to someplace in the universe, if you do it in the non-physical dimension,
right.
time and space is not the same.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
when you talk to a scientist, you know, we just sent spacecraft to Mars.
Right.
But they did it in the physical. That's why it takes so long. That's why they have to
Correct.
Make sure they have enough fuel,
right.
you know, and
right.
and they measure the time and all those other things.
Okay.
In the non-physical dimension, you don't have time and space the same way. So
exactly.
that's the first point. Okay. Here's the one of the major things. There's a competition. So here's one of the things that we've seen. And when we look at these aliens, people that...
other beings.
Yes. That they... there's a competition from aliens with two basic general motives. One is to enslave and colonize the Earth.
Okay.
And the other one is to create evolution and cooperation so that everybody is raised
in the universe,
and then we can work together in a cooperative manner for the benefit of all.
Now, I'm going to back up and say, wouldn't that be nice if we could just accomplish this in the United States? Because we're really struggling as a group of people, all of us, to be able to work with our brother right next to us.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, in the age of Aquarius... Yes. is an energy age. I talk about this all the time. It's one of my favorite topics. You know, it's 2,000 years, over 2,000 years that has just started. And this age of Aquarius promises, you know, more democratic approach, more fairness about race, gender.
And personal power,
sexual
yes.
orientation,
yes,
all
yes,
these
yes.
things. But it's not a guarantee. And it's up to us individually to connect with that energy and make it a reality.
And it's one of the reasons that Jason and I created the ecosystem approach, because we saw the importance of us personally gaining our own power, having and being able to use our intuition so we can not only help ourselves, but we can help everyone.
So if UFOs exist,
okay, which they do,
which is what we're saying, then what? Well, it's a time to, in order to understand, in order to connect with these other entities from other places.
Okay.
It requires your own personal evolution.
Yeah.
And we call it, we coined this term, evolve consciousness.
Right.
And what we mean by evolve consciousness is when you start removing the negative energy from your essence. We say that in every segment,
human beings,
we see humans as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. And that's where unlimited human potential lies.
Exactly.
But what we've been trained to do is not look inside and develop that part, our essence.
No.
To look outside and see three easy ways to do this, five easy ways to do this.
Yeah.
You know, we have all these programs, do this and this and this, and you expect this.
Right.
If you're struggling with the pandemic, do this, this, and this, pandemic hacks, you know, do this, this, and this will happen.
Correct.
But it's all one size fits all. Like, it treats you like a machine, not like.
And by the way, we're not machines. And I need to say this, neither are the UFOs and aliens. I'm going to say it that way. They truly, they exist.
They understand that they're part of an ecosystem.
Yes.
And that we have our own ecosystem.
Yes.
So what do you do with the information? We need evolved consciousness and intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Consciousness by itself is crude and lacks wisdom and clarity.
Mm.
So when we say evolved consciousness,
I love this.
That's what happens when you apply the ecosystem approach.
Yes.
So, and what you do then, so when you relate to these other evolved beings, you are able to understand, first of all, your own motives.
Mm-hmm. Very
and
important.
Then you'll be able to work with them and understand their motives.
I love
and
that.
And that's the biggest part, because then you understand who's here to colonize, who's here to enslave, and then who's here
and
to bring about evolution for everybody.
And how you personally handle that.
Exactly.
You know, what everything stems from what you do personally. And since we've been trained to, you know, look outside of ourselves, it makes it difficult for us to understand, what do I do? Where's my power
yes.
at?
And because what I do with this information may be different than what Patricia does or what you do.
Right.
So you have to understand your motives, understand the other person's motives.
Right.
And oh, by the way, if you're just trying to get ahead and work, you need to do the same thing.
Exactly.
If you're just trying to have a better relationship with your spouse, you do the same thing.
Exactly. So let's talk about the key points, and then
yes.
We'll go to break.
Many people have energies that don't originate from Earth. Evolved consciousness and intuition are needed to connect and make sense of these alien energies. There is a competition from aliens who want to enslave versus others who create evolution, want to create evolution and cooperation.
Right.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to create evolved consciousness for yourself first, to understand your own motives and then other entities' motives.
Exactly. In the next segment, we're going to talk about what to do with the alien information and what we personally need to do first. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, sitting in for Dr. Pat. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Join the new Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio, as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no. Or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my transformation talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia, sitting in for Dr. Pat today. In this segment, we're going to talk about what to do with alien information and what we personally need to do first. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. All right, I'm sure that most people who are listening are at least open to the idea of UFOs and aliens, but I've never heard anyone talk about what to do with that information. So let's turn this over to Jason for just a moment. Well, by the way, he's sitting on the edge of his seat. He can't wait.
We watch, true confession, we watch Ancient Aliens all the time. And
yes.
Basically, the premise is that there's all these connections that they make and say, well, could it be that they're aliens? Could it be that they're aliens? And it's over and over again. It's about, what if there are aliens? But we want to talk about, well, yeah. So
there
then what?
There are aliens. Yes.
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 So, you know, it doesn't seem so way out or far-fetched, but the most important concept to understand is the competition that's going on that we mentioned before.
Right.
There are a certain group of these alien beings, and they're not dangerous. They're not going to hurt you.
Right.
But they seek to colonize and enslave. And we just did a show yesterday on enslavement.
And by the way, listen to it. It's a good one.
Please go and listen to that one, because we see that we've seen so many people who are spiritual, who want to develop and evolve.
Exactly.
But yet they're connected this energy. They're around people.
Yes.
They're in institutions. We started the show about enslavement because of Harry and Meghan, that Harry and Meghan interview.
Right.
You know, that if a royal can be enslaved, he called it trapped. We call it enslaved.
Exactly.
You know, by the system that he's in, then anybody can be enslaved.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter money. Doesn't matter
status,
intellect.
It doesn't matter your station in life.
We think of low-level people being enslaved, but that's not true at all.
No.
So what do you do with this? Well, first you have to understand the competition. Mm-hmm. Again, the competition is for those that seek to enslave and program we call it colonize.
Colonize, colonization.
You know, and it's not like it's going to happen tomorrow. So for those of you that are going to sell all your worldly belongings and hang out in the mountaintop, don't do that. We're not saying that at all.
No,
but,
no.
You know, I can see over a long period of time, that's the ultimate objective.
Right.
And we're kind of moving in that direction. And then there's this other group, which is probably bigger, that is trying to have everyone evolve so that the evolution of not only what's here on Earth, but the whole universe can be cooperative in a way that's beneficial for all.
And
interdependent, cooperative.
I love that.
And we see as intuitives, that's how we're designed.
Yes.
But you don't get that design by going outside of yourself.
Right.
Which is what programming does. Programming says, don't look inside and say, what should I do? It says, this is what you should do no matter who you are.
Yes.
5 easy steps, 10 easy steps. Think this way. Believe this.
Right.
And well, that's programming.
That brings us to, you know, the Native Americans.
Ah.
They were civilized.
They had a lot of stuff going for them.
Oh.
But the Westerners came in.
The Westerners said, came in.
We're going to civilize you. We're going to.
My way is the only way.
And they were slightly more evolved in a lot of different ways. We had rifles, right? They didn't have rifles at the time.
That's true.
We were able to work with metals and things and create tools that they didn't have.
Well, the American Indians didn't need those tools because they had perfected their tools, not only for eating, but how to hunt and survive.
Well, I guess you could argue about that because maybe they used those tools in a beneficial way.
Yes.
Because it was better than what they had. But they also had a sustainable culture that I'm not sure that we have right now as Westerners.
We're not
doing so well in that department.
So we need to understand good versus evil here. If you can help with that.
People have asked us about this for so long.
Yes.
What's the difference between good versus evil? Well, the problem is it's way too black and white. Mm-hmm. And if you understand this competition between enslavement, mm-hmm. colonization, and evolution for everybody, what happens then is that you can see people who seek to feed the hungry, heal the sick,
sure,
can be do it in a programming way.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't blow your mind, I mean, it's not black and white. And we see people all the time who in their heart want everybody to evolve.
Yes.
But then they go toward methodologies that are programming.
Well,
it's not black and white.
And you know, I'm gonna give us a plug. The ecosystem approach, that's what we do. We have figured out how to help people discern or decide those fine lines at times between good and bad, or
without black and white thinking.
Without black and white thinking, it's pretty phenomenal because all of us, first off, every single one of us, American Indians included, we are all now in a programming world. By the way, originally the world was not programmed. It wasn't that way. And I'm talking about when the world started, when beings started being here. But the point I'm trying to get at is that through the evolution of the world, not the evolution of humans, this energy has come in and basically said, my way is the only way. And if you don't do it my way, well, I'm going to take you out. Well, I'm here to say that through the ecosystem approach, first off, we are here, we belong here, and we've come here, but forgotten a lot of us why we're here.
But what we struggle with, and this is the problem, this is the part that we both struggle with,
okay,
is that someone will come forward who we can see has the heart for wanting everybody to evolve.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But then they'll use, because they lack the consciousness, the evolved consciousness that
exactly.
we're talking about,
yes.
they'll use a programming method to get people there.
Exactly.
You know, and it's never that black and white. And we can see they have a good motive, but they have used the wrong methodology because programming, here's the thing, programming says don't look in here, don't uncover your essence,
yes.
go outside and get the answer. You know,
right.
externally through some experts, some training, some whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we teach with the ecosystem approach is always to go inside first,
right.
uncover by removing the negative energy and the negative programming.
And it's the greatest journey, the greatest adventure, and to me, the most fun that anybody can have. Because when you uncover what's underneath, meaning what's inside for you, the most amazing connection happens with yourself. And when you have that connection, then you start to understand your power.
Here's the other thing is that with motives.
Yes.
And this is the hardest thing. There is no absolute good and evil.
Right.
Oh. Everybody has mixed motives.
Of course.
And so finding that pathway, especially first for yourself,
right.
because I guarantee you, if you're listening right now, you are fascinated by at least some of this topic.
Yes.
You know, if you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, if you regularly listen to Dr. Pat, that tells us
yes.
that you want something better for the world. We see it already. Okay. But how you apply that comes from evolved consciousness. How do you get evolved consciousness
exactly.
as opposed to consciousness, which is kind of crude? And in other words, you can have consciousness where you see that there's a bigger picture.
Okay.
But in order to continuously refine and what
and you, implement
and refine and implement and yes. and discriminate with what you see,
right,
it requires a refinement, and that's what we do with the ecosystem approach. Well, because we uncover what's on your essence that's blocking it right now yes. from functioning the way it was designed.
And one more time, I'm going to back up and talk about that power. When you start doing this, there's a power that you gain from within, and I'm not talking about I have the biggest gun or the hardest fist. That's not the power I'm talking about.
It's not
about.
The Helen Reddy song.
Yeah, I am woman, hear me roar. No. It's not that one at all. What I'm getting at is that this power, there's a power that is within. All of us have it. And it's this power. And there's a knowing that comes with this power of this is, I know this, and I can see things out here that they don't know. Is it, and here's the question, is it my job to help them with that information?
Yes.
So
when we, and by the way, if you're getting a little nudge right now, if you're getting a little tingle in your gut, in your heart, wherever that is, it's a message. So if this sounds like it's, you know, you want to be more involved, you want to use the ecosystem approach, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org,
right,
and sign up for our free section. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll get a weekly clearing list, and we're going to do clearings at the end. But we want to invite you. Here's the story about, you know, we constantly go and talk to aliens.
Yes, we do.
You know, some people call them star seeds. That's another way of saying it.
Yes.
And get information. Mm-hmm. What are they telling us? Well, they're telling us that those that seek to help us evolve,
right,
and cooperate,
mm-hmm,
they're kind of losing right now. And it's kind of easy to see in the world that that's the way it is. There's a lot of pushback. There's a lot of positive things that are trying to be moved forward, but there's a lot of pushback.
Exactly.
Again, the Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter, you know, the Asian prejudice, mm-hmm, and just the addiction in the world from all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of pushback.
Food, drugs, and bad relationships. Go ahead.
But it's not the end.
No, and
it's, you know, not over yet.
Not by any means at all. And so here's my question to you. Do you want to be part of making a difference and helping the world, yourself and the world evolve? Or you just want to sit back and go, well, I'm going to let somebody else do it. It doesn't matter to me. The truth is, it should matter to you, and it does. It definitely matters to us.
Well, this is what we see.
Okay.
Is that if you uncover your essence, especially if you're listening right now,
yes,
if you uncover your essence, you're gonna know what you were here to do,
yeah,
what you were sent here to
cool.
do.
Yes.
And that information is encoded.
Yes, it is.
Within, in your essence.
Yes.
It's not encoded out here.
Yes.
You're not gonna get, it's not gonna be an ancient text or some being coming.
some tablets, yes.
Yeah, coming
yes.
down, a little green yeah. man whispering in your ear. You know, it's not gonna happen that way. It's
yes,
it's
exactly.
right in here already.
Right, exactly.
So how do you get there? The ecosystem approach.
Exactly.
Go to our website right now and sign up for our free section, theecosystemapproach.org. So
okay. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Don't make evolved beings gods. Develop your own evolution. We didn't talk much about that.
We'll do that next segment.
Yes. Programming creates intellectual smarts, but is enslaving, and it disconnects you from essence.
Your own essence. Yes.
Yes. Evolved consciousness and intuition creates channels for communication to the non-physical dimension. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to create your own evolution and communicate directly.
Okay. In the next segment, we're going to show you some exercises to become aware of your essence and if it has alien roots. Ooh. Mm-hmm. And then what to do with that information. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Thank you for that opportunity, Dr. Pat. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. During all Care Hero journeys, the need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge Care Heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. Just as every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop, my family's Care Hero power tool was the three-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled three-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. Today, we're sitting in for Dr. Pat. Thank you for that opportunity, Dr. Pat. We're going to show you today some exercises, or help you with some exercises today, to become aware of your essence and if it has alien roots. And then what do you do with this information? We use the ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what if somebody is an alien or has alien roots? That's a little scary for some people.
It doesn't have to be scary at all. And this is what we wanted to say in the last segment.
Okay.
But these evolved people, we don't want to make them our gods. We see that God exists, but they're not gods.
Right.
We have to increase our evolution so we can work with them on their level. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, inadvertently, we get enslaved. Yeah. Inadvertently, they become dominant. It's not the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
And there are people that have alien roots that when they uncover that stuff that's inside,
right,
they don't get this, we're supposed to take over the world. They get this, let's help everybody else evolve.
Well, Jason, can I use my own personal story
for
this? When I met Jason, he was really working with this stuff, and I remember his first reading that he ever did with me. He informed me that I had alien roots. And at first I went, oh my gosh, huh? But then when I took a breath and then sat with it for a moment, I see how I have this understanding about the aliens that are out there, or the beings that are out there, and what they truly want. And it is not about the enslavement. It is about helping everyone gain evolved consciousness.
You know, and it, so it wasn't in the beginning. It might have been a little nerve wracking.
But after
a while, it then becomes a relief.
Well, because then you start seeing things from a different perspective and understand, oh, this happened in my life. Oh, I can see why that happened.
It's like getting your information from ancestry and knowing your DNA roots. It's the same thing.
When you know
your energy roots and you start to uncover what the message or your directions, your orders, so to speak.
Exactly.
And they're never like, you have to do absolutely this.
What it does, Jason, is it gives us a greater sense of purpose, a greater sense of knowing why I'm here.
Yes.
You know, I always wondered, what am I doing here? Well, I noticed that my brothers and sisters weren't asking those questions, but I was.
Yeah.
And that has to do with that connection to the past.
If you've ever felt like you didn't fit in, that you're kind of weird, that somehow that you're not, it's like everybody else seems like they're aliens. There's a good chance that this show is for you.
Yeah.
And what you need to do is not go study up about these other energies, but to start
with
uncovering.
Yourself, because the information comes from within.
It's in here. It's not
really
out here.
Is.
Yes.
It truly is. And it, like I said, it took me a minute or more to figure out what does he mean? But what it means is that I have something special.
So let's give you an example.
Okay.
Let's say you work as a janitor, and I picked that because it's considered a very lowly profession, and we don't see that. But let's say you work as a janitor, but you feel like you have this is talking to you. There's something about this.
Yeah.
So you could see what you're doing is cleaning up the mess of humanity.
Ooh.
Cleaning, whether it's in a school, whether office building, or whether it's homes or
a park, whatever,
whatever it is, you can be cleaning up the energy of humanity. So as you uncover yourself, you can also create good energy wherever you are, wherever you do cleaning.
Exactly.
It's you always start with yourself and
go
out.
Yes.
And if everybody does that, if you're listening today, you don't have to worry about those other guys. What you need to really focus on is what you're doing.
Right. Well, and so I want to say this is a perfect time to remind all of you, get yourself a friend, a buddy, use the buddy system to help yourself start with yourself.
We did a show about the buddy clearing.
We did buddy clearing, but also help you personally evolve, but also help someone else evolve. And the reason that this is so amazing is then it gives you someone to talk to that doesn't think you're crazy.
So we're going to do an exercise right now
to
help you connect with those alien roots if they're there. Hold on, but here's the
And if they're not, that's okay too.
That's okay too.
Yes.
Chances are, if you're listening today,
there's
a good chance that you have that already.
I'll agree.
That's why you're attracted to this topic. But here we go. So here's the most important thing to understand.
Okay.
It's demonizing, blaming, and black and white thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, we have a whole political system that's built, you know, for the last 4 years has been built on who's bad, who's good, who's bad, who's right, who's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And blaming is like a sport. Oh, that guy's bad. And if you start seeing this as, well, that guy is programming and he must be bad. Well, not necessarily. He just doesn't understand. And frankly, start with yourself first.
Yeah.
It's not about that guy. It's about you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you always start with yourself first and uncovering your own energy and then creating good energy in your in your environment, that's amazing. And if we have enough people doing that, we have a critical mass of people doing that, it can really make a big change.
Yes,
So caution, always start with yourself. No, there's no place for demonizing or blaming others.
Okay.
So here we go. Should we do the key points and then we'll do the exercise?
Okay. So I love this. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Having your essence connected to aliens can actually create a sense of purpose.
Yes.
Develop your own intuition and evolve consciousness and validate yourself. Don't look to us to validate you. Validate yourself.
Right.
And then always start where you are and work with your own evolution will help the world evolve.
Exactly.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to evolve and express your purpose in the world.
Absolutely.
And I'm seeing
amazing.
That Benny's saying that we only have 1 minute to the break.
Okay.
Let's just start real quick and then we'll do some more in the next segment.
Okay.
But
so Jason, tell them how to clear and then we'll take it from there real
you
fast.
You can be sit, standing, lying down. But when we say and to eliminate,
yes.
take what we say to eliminate in your mind's eye, in your imagination, blow it into the processor, blow it into that.
Right. And Jacob is going to have that picture that comes up.
And it's that simple. Take a gentle breath.
Exactly.
And then go on to the next.
Exactly. So with that said, and we'll do more in the next segment. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do embedded in your essence. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. We're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Thank you. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Creating and living the Octarine Way, soul design for self-enlightenment and self-healing. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio, the second and the fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with me, Vivian Chauvet. As we transcend the third dimensional plane of reality, we move into higher realms of existence. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as divine essence of light and unite our voices to successfully manifest ascension on Earth. For information on our services, Copper Art Store, and to connect with me, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com. That is infinitehealingfromthestars.com. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio with me, Vivian Chauvet.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the Ecosystem Approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuiper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit nancylandrum.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Thank you for that opportunity, Dr. Pat. We're going to do some clearing so you can uncover your purpose and connect with your instructions that are embedded in your essence. So, Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go. So we're gonna work on seeing if you have an alien influence, and we're gonna start out right now. But so here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions and the numbness. So any alien influences that I have, so that it'll give me a little nudge. It'll give me a little,
yes.
little poke.
And I'm going to add, without fear, take a breath, everybody. Nice and easy.
And blow it into that processor.
Blow it into that processor.
And to eliminate my disappointment or judgment if I don't get that little poke. Because that happens all the time. So gather up that disappointment and judgment.
pick it up and throw it away. You don't need it. And to eliminate my fear that if I actually figure out that I have some different influences in my life, that that makes me weird or unworthy, when the truth is, it doesn't make you weird. It makes you really worth being here. Take a nice breath. Throw away all that negative energy. You don't need it.
We've had so many people, you know, again, we've been doing this for 20 years, that have come to us and say, well, there must be something wrong with me, because they say, in essence, they don't say this, they don't use this word, but I can't be programmed very well. Yeah. I didn't do well in school, right. Or I didn't follow the instructions very
right.
well,
yeah. Yeah.
Or I didn't play the game very well. And here's what I have to say to you guys. You're not supposed to. You weren't designed that way. Programming is the way we're the way we're taught in this world, the way we get good grades is not natural to the way the humans are designed.
Exactly.
So here we go. And to eliminate any shame and guilt that I feel that says there's something wrong with me.
Right.
There's something inherently wrong with me because I couldn't be programmed. Take up that that guilt and shame.
And throw it away.
That unworthiness.
Exactly. So, and here's something else. Because of the programming, and to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can stop treating myself like a machine and keep holding myself back. The truth is, uncover those machine behaviors and keep going. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that in reality, I'm an ecosystem, and that's where I'm going to thrive.
Exactly.
That's where I'm going to have unlimited potential, not by programming myself like
right.
a machine.
Right.
Take a breath. Get rid of those veils and illusions right now, those misconceptions.
Exactly. And to eliminate the false belief that says I always have to look outside of myself for information, when the truth is, the information that you need is on the inside. Take a breath.
So here's a big one. And to eliminate that judgment I have about myself that I've been carrying all my life, because I've been discredited, because I'm weird, because somehow I'm different,
yes.
that somehow I didn't fit into the family that I,
yes.
I was born into.
Yes.
And I always felt there was something wrong with me, when the truth is, it may be that you were here to do something grander, and you just
then the information that you were given,
right? And this other competition, these energies with the competition, don't want you to come forward.
Exactly. So, take a breath.
So I can see that unworthiness didn't really apply to me.
Take another breath.
And to eliminate the hurt and shame, so I can see that just because I'm strange, it may mean because I'm special, not weird or bad.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, you know, one of the things I want to do is I want to activate some life force. And by the way, life force is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. Follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy, so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. And that includes clarity, awareness, objectivity, and creativity.
About who I am.
About who I am. Exactly. Take a breath. Nice and easy. Let it come in through the top of your head. Remember, it's energy. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Turn it around. Any negative energies left over, and let that life force energy remove that yucky energy that's stopping you from who you are. Take a breath.
And to activate life force, so that part of me that maybe have an alien influence can light up right now.
Yeah.
I can feel it. I can see it. I can get a little nudge.
Right.
I can get a little sign.
Right.
A lot of times people look for a sign, but they look for a big billboard that's flashing, you know, 24/7,
exactly.
Like Vegas.
Yeah.
When usually it's like a little nightlight. Okay.
Yeah. Or if that sometimes.
Or they're looking over here,
yes.
and the flesh, the little nudge is over here.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So, and to eliminate. Let's do this first.
Okay.
And to eliminate any preconceived notion or rules I have about
one.
Where that nudge comes from,
yes.
Where that communication comes from.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And I'm going to add, and to eliminate any fear about that nudge. Take a breath.
Yes.
Activate that life force. Let it come all the way in. Let that life force feed you.
So here we go. And to activate life force so that that part of me that has that influence can light up.
Yes,
right now.
Exactly. So, and to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, aware, have creativity and objectivity, have fun with this, this newfound possibility, and know that I am here. I am here for something bigger than myself, but all of it starts with me and the information is within. Nice and easy. Activate that life force. Let it go all the way in through the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy left over. You know, there's always stuff left over. Blow it out. All right, Jason. I realize that we're doing Dr. Pat's show today, but we want to urge all of you to join our show as well next week. And what is that? What is the subject going to be next week?
So next week it's going to be, this is kind of related. It's the archaeology for your life. We were watching Netflix and we saw this movie called Dig, and it just sparked us because, you know, you're digging up the past you dig up the past and it's fascinating. We thought it was fascinating, but the most important archaeology you could ever do is for yourself. If you go inside and start uncovering the story of your life and clearing away the programming and the numbness and the blocks to your memory, that's where it's going to come from.
Exactly.
So our next show, you want to tell us when our next show is?
Our next show is next Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. But also, Jason, why is the ecosystem approach so important for me personally and those out there?
So if you got a nudge today, or even if you didn't, but you want to keep trying, because this is cumulative, so keep clearing it. Rewind this and watch it again. Do the clearings again. And if you get that nudge and you say, okay, this is for me, this is what I've always wanted.
Right.
Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org.
And there'll be more clearings there, won't there?
Not on the website.
But if
you check off for the newsletter,
there you go.
Every week we send a newsletter and has clearings for the topic that we were doing. Yeah. And a lot of our clients take those clearings, put them on their phone and do them all during the week.
Right.
Because clearing is always cumulative. The more you do it, the better it is.
Right.
And it helps uncover that part of you that's been numb and turned off for so long. So go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up. It's free. It's easy.
Okay.
Listen to our show every week.
Okay.
It's free. It's easy. And we tell you how to apply the ecosystem approach in all different ways of your life.
One more thing. What about Facebook?
So if you go to Facebook, and our Facebook page is theecosystemapproach.org, and you can go there. You can watch the video for our show today and our other shows. And please like me. You know, I don't want to beg, but I really appreciate the likes. It's always to get the likes.
And if you have any comments for us,
You can send us an email at hello@theecosystemapproach.org. We'd love to hear your comments, show suggestions, how this has affected you. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes. And like I said, any questions that's great.
Yes.
So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Pat's show. And you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.